KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Last summer, during a youth baseball game in New Jersey, a parent coach became enraged by some of the ball strike calls and attacked the 72-year-old umpire. It sent him to the hospital with a concussion and a broken jaw. There is a proposed measure designed to prevent this kind of violent outburst that could soon become law in New Jersey.
Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee is sponsoring a bill that would upgrade the penalty for attacking and injuring an umpire, coach, referee, or any other sports official at a kid's game to aggravated assault, punishable by 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. He says this kind of behavior is simply not acceptable.
When you're attacking someone in front of children that we're supposed to be role models for, that's offensive to an extra degree.
I can understand somebody being upset by a bad call, says Mukherjee, but that does not give you the right to go berserk and assault somebody. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The shortage of judges in New Jersey has gotten so bad, civil and divorce trials are being suspended in six New Jersey counties. And Chief Justice Stuart Rabner warns other parts of the state could soon follow. The courts will have a very limited number of non-criminal trials. The judge shortage has been worsening in recent years. Rabner again asking Governor Murphy and the legislature to appoint and confirm more judges immediately. What counties are affected? I write more about that this morning at NJ1015.com. We showed you the photos of an SUV that plowed into the front of a restaurant in Bergen County Sunday. The elderly driver now says the vehicle, quote, just took off on her. The dining room was occupied when the 82-year-old driver jumped the curb, ran over two barriers, and slammed into the building. Two customers had minor injuries. The driver was not hurt and has not been charged, but the accident remains under investigation. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
This winter, be ready. New Jersey 101.5's Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero is ready for winter.
Look for wintry mix to start around lunchtime.
He's ready to give you the facts without the hype.
Snow ends early tomorrow morning, but expect a really messy commute.
Our winter weather alerts will keep you and your family safe before, during, and after the storm. Thanks to our sponsor, New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. New Jersey 101.5 Winter Weather Alerts. Be ready. Listen on your radio, our free app, and NJ1015.com.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Update on 287 Bridgewater, sun glare, and now an accident southbound between exit 17 and exit 14 for Route 22. That's about a 4-mile stretch between the exits. So if you can, get off at exit 17 and use the Route 22 workaround and rejoin 287. You'll still get the tail end of those delays, but you still save yourself about a 3-mile backup. Northbound side of 287's got slowdowns at exit 8 up toward exit 10. Turnpike earlier problems cleared by exit 9. You're looking good now. Route 27 is still slow by Cousins Lane because of an earlier accident. Morris County, eastbound 80, heavy and steady past Rockaway Mall through exit 38 with an accident down by exit 42. Route 280's got some slowdowns in toward Newark. Earlier accident on the eastbound side past exit 10 as well. And Hudson River Crossings, 20 to 25 for the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. George Washington Bridge with a 15-minute delay. Bergen Line Avenue at West New York, that's still closed for investigation of an earlier building fire. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey traffic, South 42 North is slow at Lower Landing and up towards 295. We have a delay because of an accident just north of Lower Landing Road. And 295, you have northbound heaviness from exit 19 up through to exit 20 from an earlier accident. Then you're slow again from exit 26, Route 42, up through to exit 32. We also have delays at Ben Franklin Bridge, leaving New Jersey across the span. Mercer County in the Trenton-Ewing area, watch out for slowing at 29 south of Parkside Avenue. A crash has the right lane blocked off. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by My Place, Parks Casino, and Sportsbook. Your place, too. And the all-new Bet Parks app is where odds, bets, slots, games, they all come together. A sportsbook and casino in one app right in your pocket. Go to betparks.com, the only app I recommend. Must be 21 in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 818 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:06. With the price of everything seemingly on the rise, there are a couple of Super Bowl party foods that are actually cheaper now than they were a year ago, so you won't have to break the bank to host a gathering for the big game.
It's a coin flip. Do you deal with the headache of preparing the food so you can save some money, or put out more cash to have it all ready for you and your guests? Local caterers and supermarkets have trays of buffalo wings at around $60. You can spend less than half that amount on bagged frozen wings, a 3-foot sub, another $50 to $60 purchase. Cheaper if you grab the rolls, meat, and cheese and let folks make their own. The price of beer has gone up over the past year. Soft drinks as well. To save some money, you can skip the name brands for soda, chips, and other menu items. In Monmouth County, Dean Alfalamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News Time, 8:07. We're going to get an update on the forecast with Dan next.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Here comes the sun. Our clouds are out of here. Showers are long gone at this point, and the dampness will continue to dry out. It's going to be a really nice, almost spring-like day. We're back in the lower to mid-50s this afternoon. Partly sunny, breezy at times, but mild and dry from here on out. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower to mid-30s, and back to the 50s tomorrow, but not quite as nice. We'll have clouds and scattered rain showers coming back into play between midday and evening hours tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not working properly? Broken or faulty lights or switches? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire winter. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
In Wayne, it's 33. Turnersville is 36. Carteret is 37. Download our free app to take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 1.